This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You can call the number if you want, but guess what? I won't answer. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, coming to you live from CPAC now. My listeners are smart enough to figure out there's a little hour difference here, you know, a little time change. So it's late here. There's nobody here. Most of the places are set up. People are ready to go for tomorrow because it's going to be a nut case. I got to fly 3,000 miles to meet up with this guy because for some odd reason we can't get together and we live about 10 miles from each other. Right? So David Goss, he's the founder of Trump Singles, yes. Not that other one.
No, no.
That has pedophiles on their front picture of their website. God. It's just amazing.
It was a disaster for me. It was a whole day of just trying to correct everything. Luckily, the press release, like I said, got out, and I did have some people contact me about it so they could talk, so I could get the record straight. But even as you said, you mentioned my name to a couple people here, and they were like, whoa. And you're like, no, not that site. So it looks like I'm going to have some more damage control to do tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's really funny because it's so close in names, and people don't really pay. I hate to say it, even our people don't pay attention to detail.
Right.
The proof that people don't pay attention to the details. What was that book that Ben Shapiro came out with, and it was blank? Remember?
Yeah,
he sold like 80,000 copies.
What's the best part of being a Democrat or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. So he puts it out there. I mean, and it pre-sells on Amazon. He sold a boatload of copies of it. Again, you can go to Amazon and flip through the pages. They're blank.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, I would have been putting comment. All right, is this a joke or is this like a technical glitch or what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? But we don't pay attention and we don't really listen. All right, so today President Trump had a discussion with people that were involved in who lost loved ones in the shooting and educators. I mean, really people from, I won't say both sides of the aisle, all sides of the aisle, people mm-hmm. with all kinds of different viewpoints. If you heard them speak, some of them spoke about mental illness. And it was really funny, even when it came to mental illness, some people said, hey, you're only dealing with it after the fact. We need to deal with it before the fact. We need to find with them before.
Yes, definitely.
And so you had people from every side of the aisle. But the thing that impressed me the most when I was watching it, they were talking.
Yeah.
They weren't yelling at each other. Nah, there was one fellow who had every right to yell. He got up. His daughter was killed last week. He could yell all he wanted to. He gets a pass. Yeah. Okay? And one of the poignant points that he makes is after 9/11, we fixed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? Why can't we fix this? And again, to his point, what did we do to fix it? We now have guns, metal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't think it's that tough to get metal detectors in schools. I know that even when I was in school, we didn't have them at our school, but you heard about, like, oh, they're going to start putting these metal detectors in because the kids were coming to school with weapons and whatnot. And I even saw someone say they did the research, and they said if you put about 3 metal detectors in a school, it's going to cost you a little over 10 grand, and then you hire someone for about $35,000 a year. And so you're looking at $45,000 a year to $35,000 a year and then at one time of a little over $10,000 to keep kids safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's too much money to spend to keep kids alive.
Yeah.
And so you have the guy that sits there and monitors the people that come in and out of the school. If you have a bigger school, you may need to spend a little bit more money. But, I mean, you can't put a price on children's lives. So there's, I think that this, this
when they say that, it's really funny because I'd love to be in there on the conversations because they always say we should be willing to do anything to save our kids. Yeah, we'll accept.
Yeah.
Put armed guards in there.
Right.
Okay, because that's the pushback, and it was really funny because when it was brought up several times during the meeting, you could see the looks on their faces, but they weren't nasty. They said, "Look, I don't agree with putting." And President Trump said, "Okay, how many of you agree that we should have armed guards in there?" And about a third of the hands went up, maybe 40% of the hands went up in the room. And he said, "How many of you vehemently disagree that you don't want armed guards on campus?" And about 30% of the hands went up. You know, some people really and some admitted, "Look, we don't have the answers. We're looking to you, the government, for the answers."
Right.
But I will tell you, that little wonderful journalist wannabe, that's all over the news. Let's not give him any time here with his name, okay? When they were talking about that today, he went to Fox for an interview, and the woman at Fox said to him, "Now you can't just blame this on the gun because they could have stopped this guy and the FBI." Now I know your father's an FBI agent, and I'm not disparaging all of the FBI, but the FBI really blew this. And the kid says, "It's not the FBI's fault; it's the president's fault because when it comes to communication, it starts at the top." I'm thinking to myself, "Wow! So the 162 mass shootings that happened under Obama, they're all his fault then?"
Right? Yeah. And this is also why you have to be a certain age to vote. and this is why when you see a lot of politicians, you don't really see very many young ones. You need people that need a little more real life experience. And, I understand he's upset. He was there. I know that everyone was trying to say crisis actor, this and that, which is not true. And I do believe that he may have been coached a little bit in his interviews, but other than that, it was a kid who endured a tragic event, and then he's always wanted to be a reporter, and so he was like apparently he was interviewing people like while they were hiding in the closet, he was even had his camera on was interviewing the kids about what was going on while the shooting was happening. So, but I mean, for him to go out and think that he knows how to solve this problem. When he doesn't, because taking guns away is not the issue.
Yeah, we all knew how to fix stuff at 16, 17, and 18. Right?
Yes.
We were geniuses. I used to say my dad was a flaming idiot when I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to about 25 or 28, he was a genius. He learned so much in those years.
Yeah.
But it's really funny. But a lot of them are doing talking points. But let's be clear about this because I know people are going to twist my words.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that those kids were willing to fight for what they believed in.
Mm-hmm.
They did it in a respectful in a respectful tone. Okay, my concern is in listening to some of the things they believe to be truth, and I'm not talking conspiracy stuff. I'm talking about legally. They didn't know. These are high school kids. What are we teaching them?
Right, and then to have kids come out of that, like there was one girl that came out and was just crying after the House shut down the assault ban or the assault rifle ban. That they tried to do, and the House said no, and she came out crying and was like, the next lives that are lost are on you, and it's like, no.
Not how it works. All right, we're going to go to a break. You know the sound. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We are at CPAC Live. This is day one, hour two. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I give you the number because I answered the call, but you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You can ask me a question, or you can wait till tomorrow. I hope to have this straight away. But you don't need to talk to me. I need to talk with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really the way it should be. And we are at CPAC. We are live. It is late. It is the late evening here. I know some of the people get crazy with that, but... You know, it's they're still setting up. There's a lot of people still setting up what they need to do. You've got all kinds of NPRs here using your tax money to come to CPAC. That should make you liberals crazy, right? I mean, they're in for anything. Yeah. We don't want to cut back their money. Well, except to go to CPAC, maybe.
Yeah.
They would let them do that. The NRA will be here, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Are they there already?
Oh, yeah. The NRA TV is right down there.
All right. There you go. So yeah, just be ready to duck and cover tomorrow. And it won't be from the NRA. See, it'll be those people that, you know, talk about love Trump's hate. I just did a whole thing on love Trump's hate. I got a whole bunch of libs mad at me. And I said, look, I don't understand the love thing, okay? Because if love Trump's hate, then why are you guys spewing so much hate towards us? I mean, shouldn't you take the high road? You know, back in the 60s, if you looked at the protests, right, those girls were, the flower power girls, and they were putting flowers in the end of the rifles, and they were holding hands and standing in line in front of certain things. And you're going, all right, I realize it's the 2000s now.
Yeah, and now apparently love, trumping hate involves a whole lot of arson and violence.
Yeah, slamming windows. And, you know, I saw a kid, I don't know if you saw the video the other day about the Antifa guys, but they always have the black masks on, and just look. If there's any of you Antifa guys listening, I'm sure David feels the same way I do. You're cowards, okay? You're the lowest form of coward. You're the kind of coward, you get mad at me and you key my car at 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm sleeping, okay? Grow a spine. I gotta keep it clean. Right. Grow a spine, okay? And confront me face to face. At least have the guts to do that, because you can't be taken seriously. Cowards are never taken seriously, and that's all you are. Yeah. I watched you guys run up, 6 or 7, you run up, and you made the mistake of taking on a martial arts expert. You pepper sprayed him, and while you were giggling, he was kicking your butts. And then one of you starts going, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? What are you beating on us like that? Well, you don't walk up and pepper spray somebody and think they're just going to giggle and think you're funny. Take the masks off. Yeah. Take the hats off, okay? And be men. You ought to be a man?
Yeah. If you want to do what you're going to be doing, at least show who it is that's doing it. It's, you know, don't sit up there and try to hide behind it. If you're too scared of the repercussions of what you're going to do, then don't do it. You know, take responsibility for your actions. And that's kind of one of the biggest things with that side. They don't want to take responsibility for their actions ever. So hiding their faces so they can try to get away with this stuff is their MO anyways. So it just goes along with everything else that they're doing, and talking to them and trying to say, hey, this isn't the correct way to be doing things. This isn't the, you know, they don't care.
No. No, not interested at all. Yeah. So let's just have some fun with this, because I'm going to talk about these things anyway, and when you have to leave, you have to leave, and whatever. But and some of the guys walking by, like, you know, Lars Larson was here a few minutes ago. He's a radio show host, a national radio show host. And I'm not as big as he is, but we don't do each other's shows. It's usually not the thing you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and most of the sane people are headed for bed right now, or they're down at the bar, one of the two places. I don't know. So UC San Diego is refusing to cancel a course on Woody Allen films. Now, last I checked, didn't Woody Allen, wasn't he playing around with his babysitter or his kid's babysitter? And then
his stepdaughter.
Yeah, I mean, isn't this that. Like, he's one of the poster child for pedophilia and just sexual deviance.
Yeah, it's like if all of a sudden they did a Roman Polanski class also. Like, it's like you got to be careful about what you're doing. You know, you got to be the reflection of the type of person that is. They may have some great films, or they may have some great ideas when it comes to film, but it's more than that. It encompasses the entire person, and when you look at their actions, you know, that reflects very poorly upon them continuing to have this class there.
They've had over 20,000 signatures on a petition to remove his films and not allow him to speak there because of what he's done in the past. Mm-hmm. So apparently, sexual deviance, again, on the left is fine. Ben Shapiro, not fine.
No. If he says anything, it's wrong and it's bad. And he's one of the most intelligent guys that I listen to. I mean, next to you, but he's.
I was gonna say,
but he's awesome. I mean, I love listening. There's some things that I don't necessarily agree with him, but he's very intelligent. And to take that intelligence and try to demean it and try to say that it's awful, which he hasn't done anything bad. It's not like he's out touching girls or sexually assaulting anybody. He's not Harvey Weinsteining anybody. So. But
there's a new term, Weinstein. But have you been Weinstein? No.
But he's not. I mean, and he's not out doing all that. But all of a sudden, he's demonized just for his words, as opposed to these people that aren't demonized for their actions.
Look, you know, I'm not against liberals because they're liberals. I'm not against liberals because they're Democrats. I mean, my family are Democrats. Most of the people on the East Coast of my family are all Democrats, right? What I'm against is this dual standard that they have, right? you're like the sexual deviance. You look at Weinstein and what he did. Yeah, were they outraged? Yeah, for what, a week? Week and a half?
Yeah.
Right? And then they showed, then they went and they were black at the awards where they, you know, pat each other on the back, give each other a slap and, you know, hand each other a trophy on how mm-hmm. great each other is.
Mm-hmm.
So they wear black, scantily clad clothing to protest the objectification of women.
Right.
Now, I'm not well educated. I barely made it out of high school. But I can't find you. You're an educated guy. I can't find it. This I can't find any sense in this.
It makes no sense to me. I mean, I understand if you're trying to make a statement. I mean, that's what they do all the time. It's the virtual signaling
right.
that they do. but when you do it in such a blatantly hypocritical way. Sorry, yeah. Thank you. I'm tripping over my words already. I mean, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't bring any real attention to the issue that they're trying to that they're trying to bring up. So, or that they're trying to protest. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah. Now Purdue University, I love throwing this stuff out because I know it wigs people up. Purdue University has decided that they need to start removing words like man.
Oh my gosh.
We can't have mankind. Humankind. I mean, all that stuff's got to go.
You person?
And I don't know. I don't know. What are we going to call it? Seriously. Hello. You know, I jokingly once I said, they're trying to take all these words and these terminologies away from us. So now how do I greet you? Hello, person?
Right.
Or is that okay? I mean, that might not be okay. That might have a masculine connotation to it. And then what?
Well, we need to get Justin Trudeau down here to tell us what to
do. Oh, well, he doesn't. Look at, he changes like the wind, right? I mean, you look at him. And you know, it's really funny, whether you're a religious person or not, some things that people have to understand. Oh, we'll hit that on the other side of the break. But the religious stuff, people really don't get. You're either sold out to it or you're not. Because if you're not, you're really not religious. You're just kind of part of the club. Anyway, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, seriously, live from CPAC. But it's quiet here. Just the way I like it. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCS, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd give you the phone number, but I'm not going to answer it. I can't answer it. You know, we're not technically set up for it, but I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. It's joe@therealside.com. I told you that even though it's quiet around here, because everybody's pretty much set up and kind of sitting back, relaxing. Nobody's throwing back a beer, thank God, yet. Because it gets pretty rowdy when these guys... Friday night will get pretty rowdy around here. So I'll book out of here pretty early, just so I don't get any trouble, just by being around it. Anyway, I told you, you never know who's going to walk in. And I love to have fun. I hope you take this for what it's worth, because I'm kind of having fun with this. Remember, I just made fun of Sharon Angle for running for Congress. All right? Now I've got somebody sitting on my table that says he wants to run for Senate in California. Now, he doesn't listen to my show because I've been dying to want to build a wall in California. Okay, I want it to go along the southern border of America and then come up that east coast side of California so they can do whatever they want to do to themselves, and it's all right by me. So it's Kevin Mosses. M-O-T.
M-O-T-T-U-S.
Okay, see? Yeah. There you go. Now they have to write it down. They'll get it right, right? Yeah. Kevin, yeah, and you can write it in if you don't remember it, but... But so, Kevin, I've got to ask you, you haven't had any head trauma in the last year or so, or right? I mean, I mean, what made you sit back and decide in California of all places? Now, I know, I don't think she's vulnerable, but, you know, support for her is waning a bit among her own, but they're looking for another Democrat, another progressive Democrat to fill her seat. Give me some, where's your mind at on this?
I think California's ready for a change. I think Dianne Feinstein's been in office long enough. People don't realize she's 86 years old. She will finish her term at 92 years old, and I think it's time for fresh blood. I think the conservative movement, you know, led by Donald Trump, is going to bring a lot of Republicans in office, and I'm hoping it's going to roll into California. But more importantly, I think there's a need to bring conservative issues and issues of people's, and I'm a rights guy, a constitutional rights guy. Issues of constitutional rights need to be brought to the table. The point of our electoral process is to bring new issues, have new discussion, and go in new places. And that's exactly what I want to do by running.
So some of the things, you already know some of the issues in California. I'm actually doing, I'll be doing a new show soon called California Perspectives, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly of California, and how things that happen in California, whether you want to hear it or not, they roll out to the rest of the country.
Absolutely.
And the rest of the country starts taking on some of the things that we do. And you've got what? Right now, two-thirds of the ledge, well, they just lost. See, here's how we beat them in California. They get indicted at the Senate level for doing these things that they're doing. And so we don't have to remove them. They kind of remove themselves, if you would. But you've got two-thirds of the state Senate there and the state legislature that are Democrats. They've just raised our gas tax, our regular at the pump. Now they're looking to put a mileage tax on us. You know, so now you're going to pay the tax at the pump, and then you got to go back and you got to pay them tax later on for that same to take care of what that same tax is doing. I don't see, and they keep voting these people in. How are you going to get around that? How are you going to get the people of California to understand that we need to stop the sanity?
Yeah, absolutely. Now I'm running for U.S. Senate.
No, I got that.
Dianne Feinstein's position. But understand this, I do agree with you that California has been pushed around way too long, and they've almost gotten used to it. And it's time they stand up and wake up and stand up for their rights in all ways. You know, we're very focused on issues of health, and we believe that California's rights are being violated in terms of health. We're particularly focused on wireless radiation health effects, people developing brain tumors from cell phones, people developing neurological effects from wireless Wi-Fi, people being driven out of their home by smart meters, kids getting sick from the new Wi-Fi in the schools. It's a very serious issue. The new issue is they plan, and I don't know if I can hold this up to your audience, but this is in Santa Rosa, California. They plan for the new rollout of 5G. This is in Santa Rosa, California, putting huge wireless transmitters in front of people's homes without their notification, without their permission or consent, close to their home. And I guarantee you, a transmitter that large, that powerful, and the new 5G is going to be 24 gigahertz to 90 gigahertz high-density wireless radiation, that the woman being exposed in this home, there's almost no way she won't get sick, and it's not an exaggeration to say she might die. The person with me is Dr. Paul Heroux from McGill University. He's a very well-known physicist and toxicologist from the School of Medicine there, and I work along with him and 180 scientists from 35 countries who have signed a formal appeal to ask for a moratorium on 5G because it violates so much of our rights, okay. And people should go to 5G Scientist Appeal and find
it. I've been doing this now for 9 years, okay, mm-hmm. And people have their passion and they have the thing that they really want to get in there and change. But I'm going to just go back to what I said to you before. You're running in California. Mm-hmm. Now, as you said, it's a federal position you're running for,
yeah.
But it's people, the state of California, that are going to elect you.
Yep.
The same people who keep voting for those loons that they send to Sacramento, they keep punishing them. See, I have no sympathy. I lived there. I have no sympathy for them anymore. Right? They brought this upon themselves. So, you know, you can't eat a Huff Fudge Sunday every night of your life and wonder why you're getting fat and get mad at the ice cream maker. Doesn't work that way.
Right.
So though I understand you have a passion and an issue that you've locked onto, but what makes you think that's going to get you the votes?
I think because it's personal. I think because it's going to be in front of people's homes. And one thing Californians understand is property values. And when you put one of these transmitters in front of your house, your property value is going down. And some people have committed their whole life savings into their homes, and they're worth millions of dollars. They don't want to see anything impinge on their property values. And then the other issue of health. A lot of Californians do care about their health, and they work out, they do yoga, they eat well, they go out, you know, they do the right things. This is going to be a clear violation of their health, and the fact that you can't look at health and safety legally, why can't you look at health and safety if there is no health and safety issue? I think Californians are going to start asking themselves that. I think they know about cell tower radiation and the problems. I think they know their friends are getting brain tumors and they're getting sick. They're wondering why young women are getting all these strange immune system disorders that have been associated with electromagnetic radiation. They know something's up. I think they're going to wake up. I think this is personal enough because it's going in front of their house to make a difference. That's the big difference in this case with 5G and these wireless transmitters. I think they're going to say, hey, I don't like this. This isn't right. And for me, as a Republican, this is a violation of my constitutional rights to protect my property, to protect my family, and to protect my freedom. Because these transmitters can be used. They are going to be used. They will be used to collect data on your home and your family and sell that data.
But you had the same. We had the same arguments with microwave. Remember how bad they were for you? And they showed people cooking meat, you know, 3.5 feet away from a microwave antenna, and it didn't change anything. I mean, I'm trying to be the guy on the other side that says, look, your intentions are great and they're noble, and you might be right about all this. I haven't done any investigation into it, so I don't know. But it's one issue, and I've seen worse. Look at the hormones they're putting in the animals,
right?
Look at what's going on with the health of our young kids, the obesity going along with our young kids. Girls are developing faster. Boys are developing like girls, okay? You know, you've got 8-year-old boys with breasts, and it's not because...
The difference here is that this issue can be fixed. We have evidence from the International Agency for Research on Cancer on ELF radiation and microwave radiation. All electromagnetic radiation is considered to be a health risk. Now, from the $25 million NTP study, we have evidence that this cell phone radiation is damaging to the brain, induces brain cancer. And in 1 week, we will have the release of an Italian study, which will show exactly the same thing. So we have human evidence, we have animal evidence, and we have lots of information on mechanisms to make this an open and closed case that we can solve by changing the techniques that we use. We don't necessarily need wireless. We can substitute it with optical fiber and use wireless to a minimum, thereby saving our brains, saving our reproduction, and saving our diabetes rate and so on. Why would we subject ourselves to all these diseases when we can do otherwise economically and more effectively?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
And as a Republican, security is a big issue for me. There is no cyber secure wireless systems. These large companies can spend lots of money are being hacked all the time. Why do you think these wireless transmitters near our homes aren't going to be hacked? Literally, people can sit in their kitchen in China and hack our system close to our homes, violate our privacy, and even turn up the emissions from these transmitters. It's not safe. It's not cyber secure. People need to wake up about it.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side, coming to you live from CPAC 2018. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's such a habit that I give out the number, that I keep going to do it. But don't. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We are live from CPAC. We're one of the last ones here. Seriously. And I don't mind. It's great because I can actually hear the guests, and I'm not yelling over myself. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, there's two chat rooms. There's one up on the website, therealside.com. For you old guys that don't like Facebook, you can head over there and you can talk amongst yourselves. And you'll find that there's smarter people than myself in there, so don't worry about it. And then if you're on Facebook, there's a Facebook feed. Every time I call it a chat room, you guys laugh at me. It looks like a chat room. But it's a Facebook feed where you can go in and you can talk and you can discuss what's going on. And it's perfect because, you know, there are some questions coming up now about what we're talking about. So I want to welcome back. What do I want to call you? The gladiator that's going to run for Senate? So it's Kevin Mattis, right?
Kevin Mattis.
Mattis. I'll get it right. I'll say it about 50 more times. I'll get it right. Actually, you know, my kids have been around forever, and I can't get their names right either. So it works out about the same. Kevin Mattis is with me, and I've got Dr. Paul Haro with me as well. And we're talking about some of the things that, again, going on in California that they want to do to you. It's just amazing. You know, it is truly the communist country of California. It's okay for them to break away as long as they do their own thing. One of the questions out of the chat room is, see if you can talk to another issue like the constitutional infringement of gun rights in California. Where are you with that?
Yeah.
We'll get back to the 5G in a minute. But
yeah, let's get back to the 5G if we can. But, yeah, in terms of gun rights, I think the Republican Party has taken a strong stand in terms of the Second Amendment and protecting people's rights to bear arms. And I think that's one universal agreement amongst Republicans that I've seen. And I don't see it changing, especially with Donald Trump being squarely behind it and the NRA being squarely behind him since the beginning. So.
Yeah, and I think that, I watched the President Trump's bringing people together to talk about that. I don't know if you guys caught that at all. And one of the things that impressed me very much there was we always like to say, well, people from both sides of the aisle were in there. No, people from all sides of the issue were in there today. And there were people, forget the aisle for a minute, there were people who lost kids in an event like this. There were kids, people that were there that actually had a solution or what they perceived was a solution. But the thing that really drove the point home with me is nobody's yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, you're wrong. It was none of that. Mm-hmm. Everybody was talking it through, and everybody had pretty much a different view as to how to make it happen. And out of that, I'm saying to myself, well, look, there were, and me being, the right-wing conservative Republican, I'm looking at it and go, you know what, there's some good ideas in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to melt some of these ideas together, pull them together, and make them work and keep our kids safe. So it's not like that we don't, I think you'd agree with me, it's not like we won't work with you, it's not like we don't want input, but when you walk in and say you want tougher gun laws, that's it, end of discussion, well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's only one tougher gun law at this point, and that's take them all away.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't work for me.
Yeah, what's interesting is when we talk about safety, and it's a big issue for Republicans, this issue of 5G and the wireless stuff that we bring up, we get frustrated because families are so vigilant about safety, and yet they'll give a kid an iPad and put it on his lap, even though we know it affects reproduction, it affects sperm count. It's a very unhealthy thing to do if people have no idea about it. So they'll get really vigilant about a lot of these safety issues, but yet wireless seems to float under the radar due to all the resources of the industry to kind of hide the health effects.
It's selfishness. We use it. We've got it here all around us, and you're not taking my phone away. You know what I'm doing here. You're telling you got a parent that go, you're crazy.
We won't take your phone away. Don't be worried.
But you're going to slow it down. If I can't have 5G, how am I going
to? The thing is that you have to use the phone for the right things. In other words, you can't transform it into a mobile 3D movie center. That would be very unhealthy. But you can use it for communication, mm-hmm. and it's proven its worth. It's unavoidable for this. But consider, a workstation, a computer in your home that's 10,000 times faster than 5G. That is worth a lot to industry and to individuals.
And that's through fiber optic connections. And really, people need to understand, right now we are not testing the microwaves from wireless for non-thermal biological effects. We just roll them out and test them on you. The only safety guards we have is thermal and above. Thermal and above. But we could find frequencies that are not just healthier, but maybe very healthy. But we don't know. We're just rolling them out and trying them on people, basically. And that's just insane. And the cell phones themselves were supposed to be tested before they were released on the market, and they were supposed to be post-tested and post-surveyed. That never happened with cell phones. They were given an exemption. And that's been the history of wireless, given exemptions because they've known about health effects. And people can look at bioinitiative.org themselves. They've known about this evidence for decades. You can also look at 1972 Naval Medical Research Institute. You'll see studies from Navy men who are becoming sick from the wireless and from the wireless from radars 20 years ago, and they've been hiding it ever since. The industry, and I'd say the industry and the FCC that regulates this, unfortunately, the FCC regulates human exposure standards. They're not a health and safety agency, and that's a crime. And the 1996 Telecommunications Act, Section 704, that legally banned people from looking at health and safety by banning anyone but the FCC from looking at environmental effects, that have been expanded to mean health and safety also. This is how they've built out the network. It's been a conscious, careful effort. The reality is the science is there, as Dr. Hiro, who's a physicist and toxicologist from McGill University, can speak to. The science is there. The people are getting sick, and that's who we deal with all the time. It's young people. It's kids getting brain tumors. Now, brain tumors are the number one cancer for children 15 to 19. Thank you, wireless industry. And thank you, President Obama, who basically, and the Democratic Party, who basically been the salesman for the wireless industry and have been lying and hiding about wireless for decades. And understand this, Bill Clinton signed the 1996 Telecommunications Act that has allowed them to conceal and hide health effects for decades. This must stop. Wireless is our worst, really worst violation with high intensity, high frequency wireless transmitters near your home. Now, one of the important things Joe said was that this is, oh, your phone, you need it to go fast with your phone. 5G is not about your phone. 5G is about the Internet of Things. So we already have 90% connectivity for people. This is now to connect your stove with your teapot, with your forks and knives, so that they can communicate with each other.
Yeah, with your refrigerator, so I can tell you what's in it, right?
Right. And so they can sell what's in your refrigerator to the highest bidder, and they'll be able to tell you when you're home, when you go to the bathroom. This is a massive violation of privacy, and people are just rolling over for it. I think Californians, when they understand this, will wake up and not allow the industry to sell their data, which is really the idea. They do two things. They sell transmitters, which they're going to put in front of your house and every device inside your house, and they sell data. They want to sell that data they get from you. And just like Facebook, it doesn't charge you anything. They want to take that data and sell it. It's much more valuable. This is a massive violation of our privacy.
Well, they're
people need to wake
stores.
Up. Republicans need to wake up.
They're doing it in the stores. When you go in the store and you go shopping, the last time you were here, you bought this. That's over here, on the, you know, down two aisles to the right and that kind of stuff. Funny, you're talking about frequencies, though. I got to tell you, a friend of mine in the medical world is telling me that they have actually come up with some devices that will take care of some major illnesses we have through frequencies and not pills. So they can implant certain things just under your skin who resonates a frequency that fixes the issue that you're having, whether it's thyroid or other stuff. So I've always understood that when it comes to frequencies, your body operates at different frequencies. The reason they have such a problem getting funding is because of the pharmaceutical companies. Because the pharmaceutical companies make billions of dollars off of some of these drugs that they could fix with a fairly inexpensive device. But gentlemen, we've run out of time. So for you, for Senate, where do people go to find you?
Yeah.
Let's do that one.
KevinForSenate2018.com.
That's easy.
KevinForSenate2018.com.
If you can't do that, you shouldn't be voting, but go ahead.
Bioinitiative.org, SaferEMR.com for more health effects information. And understand this, 5G is a bad idea. You need to let your congressmen and senators and President Trump say no to 5G. This is a big mistake. This is the biggest mistake America's ever made, and that's saying a lot.
You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger defended humans against robots, didn't he? Well, now you need to defend yourself against 5G.
And what's interesting is the government will say there's no biological effects, but like Joe said, at the same time they're using frequencies to biologically heal people, but yet they say there's no effects when they put it in front of your home.
I always get a kick out of it.
Someone's lying.
The double speak. But hey, they're the government. They're here to help, right? Anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, guys. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. The government, there's a college that wants to spend $1.2 million studying why women don't step up for STEM programs. And I got to tell you, why are we forcing people to do stuff they just don't want to do? I was in the computer world for 20 years. My complaint always was there weren't enough women in the industry, but they didn't like it. It didn't turn them on. It wasn't a big deal to them. And some of you are going to write me and say, sure, Joe, they should have been hairdressers. I didn't say that. You did. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. I want your email address. Remember, I only send out one email a week. I don't inundate you on a daily basis. I let you know who our guest's going to be, some of the topics we're going to be talking about. I'm giving away a flag still. So Friday, you want to pay attention. This is one of the few flags totally made in this country. I don't mean they bring in parts from Taiwan and put it together. I mean they dye it, they cut it, they stitch it, they make it here in this country. Truly an American-made flag. And like I say, why not? Why would you want to buy an American flag from China? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look at it. If you're leaving, have a great rest of the day. Otherwise, we got a lot more coming up at the top of the hour.